Tomorrow is Halloween, and there is this idea that this is the most pagan of all pagan days, right? I mean, this is the devil's night, right? This is completely false. This is absolutely untrue, because Halloween is how we talk about the night before All Saints' Day. Okay? It is All Saints' Eve, which is why tomorrow night we're having our All Saints' Eve festival. Right? Later on in the service, we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. We say the Lord's Prayer every service. And we start off and we say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed." It's a word that means holy or saintly, right? So, All Saints' Day is the same thing as All Hallows' Day. And you know from our own tradition that sometimes we celebrate a really big day the night before, right? Like, sometimes we celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, right? And sometimes we take the evening and we kind of drop it down to Eve, right? Well, if you've ever read Shakespeare, you know that sometimes he drops letters out of words to make them fit, right? He's got that rhyme scheme and it's got to be a certain number of syllables per line and all that. So sometimes he's like, "Ah, I don't need that extra letter in there. Just let's put an apostrophe in there." You remember back when you were studying Shakespeare? Well, the English were just kind of sloppy with their language, kind of a little lazy. We still do that too, right? Well, they didn't just say All Saints' Evening or All Hallows' Evening. They said All Hallows' Even or All Hallows' E'en. And eventually they just dropped out the all and it became Hallowed's Even or Hallowed E'en. And Halloween is All Saints' Evening, which is why we celebrate All Saints' Day on the following day. Now, we're going to end up celebrating on the following Sunday, which is like 5 days later. But All Saints' Day is a tremendous day in the church. It is so big of a day that we actually celebrate the night before in some places. Now, we're going to talk about what that means next week. But when your coworkers and your friends are like, "My children don't do that because that's a devil's day." No, it's not. It is the day that we celebrate that great cloud of witnesses, all those people who've gone before us, all of the that we hear about in Hebrews, that great cloud of witnesses, all of the apostles, the evangelists, the prophets, all of those who uphold us, who pray for us. We talk about it in the creed, the communion of the saints, those who celebrate with us when we say we join with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn. We celebrate them on All Saints' Day. And it's such a big deal. We celebrate it the night before. And we say we don't have to worry about the darkness because the light triumphs over the darkness. Amen. And when we say, when they say, "But you know what? It was a devil's day. It was a pagan holiday." Because, of course, everybody who says that talks like some southern hick, right? Anyway, never mind that. Whenever somebody says, "Oh, it was a pagan holiday," well, you know what? Before I found Jesus, I was pagan too. Amen. That's what Christianity does. It redeems wicked things. Right? That's what Jesus does. He takes things that were rotten and he redeems them. He makes them holy. So you know what? It doesn't matter if every day on the calendar was a pagan celebration. He's redeemed the calendar just like he's redeemed us. Amen? Amen? Amen. All right. Now let's start talking about the gospel for today.